Morning, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. That is the guitar work of Chris Bolint, B-O-L-I-N-T, Chris Bolint, from his latest and first CD, Embers Alive. And Chris is going to be playing songs off of that. Here, a couple songs here live, and at a very cool room in Chicago, 1902 West Irving Park, Sylvie's Lounge, next Friday, December 11th. It's only $10 to get in. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information. It's at facebook.com/NickDShow. We welcome Chris to the show. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome. And so you are from what part of Indiana?
Northwest Indiana.
Yeah.
So I'm from Portage, it's actually called, but... Yeah, it's that's where I'm from. About an hour southeast of here. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Grew up in Indiana.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. That sounds to me like you have some influences in that are very sort of hard rock, '80s related, like the Joe Satriani kind of stuff.
Definitely those guys. He's a big idol of mine. Or
yeah.
Influence. Ingve Malmsteen, guys like that. Steve Vai. But I'm also heavily influenced by classic rock, just you know, like AC/DC and Boston and Thin Lizzy, UFO, bands like that. So
yeah.
I kind of take both those and I like kind of meld them together.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so. you're in a very safe place, my friend. Let me just tell you. You mentioned Thin Lizzy already. I like you.
Right.
I just met you and you mentioned Thin Lizzy, so I'm like, okay, this guy's fine.
Cool.
That's very very cool. So how did you get started in music? Now I read your bio, so I know, but you're actually classically trained.
Yeah, I played cello through school, through like junior high and high school. I did that.
How did you pick the cello, or was that instrument chosen for you?
It was my choice.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I went in. I remember it clear as day. The teacher went and played every instrument: the violin, viola, cello, and bass. And I almost did bass, but then I thought, the cello just. Voice wise, I guess I like the tonality of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess you know violin's real high, and then you got you know of course the viola's next down, and then you got the cello and the bass is the lowest. But I thought cello was a good fit. For,
that's cool.
You know, so
you played cello for a while.
Yep.
And you took lessons and all that stuff.
Yeah, I took lessons and took lessons on cello, and I took lessons on guitar too. But cello, I really liked doing that because it was like. You know, classical, there's no lyrics in it. And that's kind of what the music I make, you know, with rock-wise is all instrumental. And I think I got from that just really, like, listening to the music for the melodies, you know, and,
yeah.
and just enjoying without really listening to the lyrics, which I've never really been about. So I just – but that's I guess that's one thing that kind of lends into my, goes into my music.
When you, know? When you you talk about guys like Ingve and some of those other guys, they were clearly many of them. Were inspired by classical music. Did you ever go through a period? I mean, you played cello, so did you ever go through a period where classical music influenced you that it seeped into your guitar playing?
Yeah, definitely. I think it just kind of happened, you know, secondhand, just through playing cello through orchestra. So, I kind of you did that every day. So I really that definitely seeped into my playing. I'd say, and it definitely seeps into that type of music I make and being able to make melodies that go along with songs and kind of like and tell a story, I guess, just with my instrument. So
yeah.
It definitely sunk in. And that music's great music, and it's
I think it's great what you're doing. You don't there's not a lot of people just doing instrumental music now. And I find that really refreshing. And there was a period of time when instrumentals on pop and popular radio were big. And I really think that's a great idea. And I also love the fact that like I mean this CD that you're promoting that we're talking about, Embers Alive, you recorded the whole thing yourself. It's all you, like all the instruments, everything.
Everything except the drums. I wrote the drum parts, but I had somebody else play the drums.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did a great job. His name is Trevor Warren, and I met him through the producer I was working with, who I recorded with. His name was Wes Kozakowski, and I did it all in Lombard, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and Crystal Lakes, where I recorded everything at. But yeah, I wrote everything. Almost everything else. I will say I started the album with a friend of mine, and he kind of helped with a first like handful of songs, kind of
yeah.
writing some of the rhythm parts and getting the basic layouts of the songs across. But all the melodies and everything else I wrote myself. But yeah, it's almost completely me. So.
When you play out on, let's say it's when you're going to play at Sylvie's a week from tonight, December 11th at Sylvie's on Irving, will you have a band with you?
I know it's just gonna be. I'm just doing it solo right now
mm-hmm.
with and I play with backtracks of my album. So
okay.
it's minus like the main melody guitar And that's how I'm doing it right now. I'm working on trying to get a band together, but for right now, that's how I'm doing it. Just trying to get my music out there, and it's just me playing over the backtracks.
All right, cool. Yep. That's cool. That's what you're going to do tonight.
Yep.
This morning on the show, we're looking forward to it. Chris Bolint is his name, and Embers Alive is the CD. We'll talk more about your influences and music and all kinds of cool stuff, and then we'll hear a couple of live songs.
Sounds great.
All right, cool. Chris, hang on. We'll take a quick break. Chris Bolint is here live. Check him out at Sylvie's Lounge on Irving Park a week from tonight, December 11th. Only $10 to get in. We have a link on our Facebook page. Take a break. We got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio, that's me, your overnight dude on 720 WGN, and that is guitarist Chris Bolint from his debut album, Embers Alive, and he is playing next Friday, week from tonight, at Sylvie's Lounge, 1902 West Irving Park Road, a great room. 21 and over show starts at 8 o'clock, only $10 to get in, and Chris is live in studio to chat and to play some live music. All right. Hey, welcome back, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. So, when did you begin writing music? Was that, we talked a little bit about how you played the cello and then you started taking guitar lessons. When did the writing of music come into it?
Writing of music started probably when I was around 15, actually writing full songs. I always kind of been like a creative type guitar player since I started. I never just did I'm just going to play the songs, just the way they're supposed to be played. I did that, but I also was always messing around and kind of making up my own stuff. But when I got about 15 years old is when I really started, focusing on writing my own song and say, hey, I'm going to write a full song. And I kind of did a demo back in high school and had some success in the state-wise. I actually won like a scholarship for an instrumental song I wrote. And so I had some success with it, and that kind of gave me, confidence to go, hey, I want to make a full album of this eventually one day. So,
Now you have been in other bands, and you're currently in a couple of other bands, or you have been in other bands. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I currently play my own stuff, my original stuff, and then I just do that solo. But I also play in a cover band around by me in Northwest Indiana. We're called Zodiac, and we play just at least three times a month. And I'm playing in Highland, Indiana, at a place called Growlers on Saturday. And I love playing with them. We play everything from Guns N' Roses, the Bon Jovi, kind of like party rock, rock stuff. So
now, is that the stuff that you listened to when you were growing up?
Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah, I got into music through my dad. He plays guitar and sings and all that kind of stuff. So he had tons of records lying around, and I got introduced to Kiss and AC/DC and everything through him. So yeah. I kind of grew up from the first music I ever really got into was classic rock stuff, and really got into that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, and I got into guitar through him too because he played guitar. So
does he still play?
He still plays. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we play out every once in a while, not as much as we used to, but he still plays and he knows.
Play with your dad.
Yeah, I play with him. Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
Do you guys switch? Do you shred? Do you switch off on leads and stuff?
He lets me play most of the leads now. Yeah.
Is that right? Well, that's pretty cool, man. Playing with your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. He always he sings a bunch, so he knows hundreds of songs singing-wise, and I think that's kind of why I almost developed as more instrumental guitarist, because he kind of, growing up, is like he already knew all the songs,
So you just played.
I kind of learned the riffs, and once I started getting good enough, kind of took over on the solos, and kind of, developed that way, but it was, it's cool. It's fun playing with him. He's really fun to play with.
So. That's cool. Great. That's a great story, man. Yeah. So do you like playing in the cover bands? It's got to just be fun for you. I'm sure your passion is what you're going to play tonight and what you're going to play at Sylvie's, obviously. This is your personal stuff, the stuff that's true to you. But do you just like going out and every once in a while just playing some Jovi?
Yeah, I love it. That's why I love playing in the cover band, because I love all those songs. I love rock music in general and just playing music in general. So I love, it's not like, I just do my original stuff. I don't want to play covers. I love playing covers. I get a big joy out of it. And it's fun to see people that know, have heard those songs and really like them, and you're playing them, playing them good, and they're enjoying them, and you're coming out and dancing or whatever. So it's really fun. I love playing cover songs. It's great.
Yeah. All right, cool.
You know, so, yeah, I love it.
All right. Yeah. And now, so let's talk a little bit about some of the places that you've played here in Chicago. Now, you're playing Sylvie's, which is a great room. You've played there before. That's a really great place to see a show.
Yeah, I had a great time playing there last time. It was, the sound was great. It was fun. It was really fun. It was a great time.
And Elbow Room, you've played Elbow Room?
Yeah, I played Elbow Room. I've played Original Mothers I played at this year, Chicago, and I think that does it for around Chicago.
And what about Indiana? What are some of the places that you play?
I did my CD release show at a place called Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso, and they kind of have, it's a theater, but they also have jam nights, and they had Derek St. Holmes came there and played.
Oh, wow.
Earlier this year, so they kind of do stuff with music too. So I did that for my CD release show,
and that's a college town too. So. Yeah. Is Valpo near
it? It is, yep. It's College Town.
Yeah.
And, I played there, and I'm playing tomorrow. Actually, I'm playing a show in Valparaiso again at a place at a music shop called Front Porch Music.
No, it's Friday.
And that's this tomorrow.
Okay,
this,
well, today, it'll today, be tonight, yeah. Yeah, yeah, today.
Later today.
Yeah.
So, but,
It's hard to, it's weird because, like, I immediately start talking about Friday when it's, you know, even before people go to bed.
Yeah,
I know it's a little weird, but when you work these hours, you gotta, you know, it's one of the great things about working this shift. There are many great things about working this shift.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my weekend starts at 5 a.m. on Friday.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, my weekend starts about.
You get a head start.
Exactly
everybody.
Right. It starts about 4 hours before everybody else does. Okay, so you want to get up and play a song? What song are you going to play first?
I'm going to play "Embers Alive."
Okay, can you want to tell us a little bit about the song and that, and then just gonna get up and play it?
Yeah, so, yeah, the Embers Alive is actually the name of the album, too. And when I named the songs, you know, since they're all instrumental, since I don't have lyrics and I kind of didn't do the songs that way, I kind of just listened to the song and I listened to the tonality of it, I guess, and what I kind of thought the overall feel of it was. And I also thought about kind of what I was going through it at the time of making the album, because I didn't know what else to do. You know, as far as my own experiences, I just want to use my own experiences and kind of use that to mold the theme of the album. So
okay.
What Embers Alive means to me is, it means I kind of had an idea to do a whole album for myself, probably since high school, like how I was talking about with you, how I started when I was about 15 writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I left and went after high school. I went to college, and I kind of came back, and I didn't graduate. I went to Berklee College of Music, and I came back from there. And I kind of played in a handful of different bands, and I worked as an electrician's apprentice for a while, and then I resigned from that. Now I'm working part-time, like I said, at Jimmy John's. I'm a Jimmy John's delivery driver, but to help, you know, fund my efforts. But what I really want to do is music, and I kept the idea alive for myself, and over the last couple of years, I kept the embers stoked, is what it's a metaphor for, and it's called Embers Alive. That's
okay.
Why it's called
Embers
Alive.
Well, come on up, get yourself ready, and I'll let everybody know. You can put the headphones on if you need to, and we'll get all set. He's getting the guitar ready to go. This is Chris Bolint. He's going to be playing songs off of the album Embers Alive. We're going to be hearing the title track in just a second here. He's going to be at Sylvie's Lounge at 1902 West Irving Park. That's Friday, December 11th, a week from tonight. $10 to get in. It's a 21 and over show. And he will be playing live. Okay, Chris, whenever you're ready, you let me know. And we'll hit it, okay? You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. This is Embers Alive, Chris Bolint. We'll be right back. Oh, man. Yeah. All right, man. Chris Bolint, everybody. Yeah, well, you can play the guitar, man. That was your backing track, which, by the way, on there, all that instrumentation was composed by you, and everything but the drums was performed by you.
Yep.
You just played the lead part here in the studio.
Yep.
Man, you can play the guitar, man.
Thanks,
you can play the damn guitar. So let's take a quick break. We'll talk with Chris. Chris Bolint. That was good, man. That was good. And it was a really nice piece of music, and damn, you can play. Let's take a quick break. Chris Bolint is here. The name of the album is Embers Alive. Some jams, man. Next Friday, you can see him at Sylvie's a week from tonight. And we'll hear more music live, and we will talk more with Chris coming up right after this on 720 WGN. Yeah, man. That is guitarist Chris Bolint. His album is called Embers Alive. This guy can jam, man. You can jam, Chris.
Thanks. I
appreciate
it.
Man, oh, man, dude. You can play the guitar, and you write all these songs. You're a very talented guy, man. And I'm really excited to hear you play live here again in a couple of seconds. And you can see Chris at Sylvie's Lounge performing his original songs from the album Embers Alive. And Sylvie's Lounge is a great room here in Chicago at 1902 West Irving Park. 21 and over show a week from tonight. $10 to get in. Chris Bolint, B-O-L-I-N-T, chrisbolint.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. Really great stuff, man. And so... your influence is obviously you've been listening to the hard rock and the instrumentalists and things like that. When you were growing up, do you remember the first album that you ever bought? What was the first album you ever bought?
You know, I was thinking about that. Dan mentioned that to me when I was walking in. He goes, think about, you know, what the first album you bought was.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I can't really remember the first album I bought. I know the first album that I wanted or a song I listened to and I go, man, I really like that song. I want to hear that again. And it was Are You Gonna Go My Way by Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, okay.
And I remember hearing that and I think I was probably 6 or 7 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I was coming back from swim practice and I heard it on the radio and I asked my mom later. I go, hey, I got this song I like, and I mentioned it, and she ended up and must talk to my dad or something, and they went and got the album, and that's one of my first songs okay. I liked. So that was a big album.
And that's a guy, Lenny Kravitz. That's a guy that's absolutely influenced by classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and what was your first concert?
My first concert was Jackal. At Star Plaza
Man, yep. Jackal. Now, are you into the speed metal stuff? Did you ever get into that stuff?
A little bit here and there, you know. Some Norwegian metal, there's a band called Sonata Arctica. I kind of got into them for a little bit. You know, Stradivarius is another one of those kind of bands. That's about as crazy and as hard of this stuff I've really got into, but I'm not really into the super hard crazy
right.
I guess devil
yeah the devil
bands,
music,
you know?
Yeah.
No. You know, if kind of I like to hear melody and
sure
and,
yeah it's and not just I'm, all about
yeah you know I mean
all right man so. All right, well, you play really, really well. There's just no question about it. And, so you listen to the classic rock growing up. You can tell that. And but you're just a great player, man. I mean, you're technically it's fun to watch you play, man.
Cool, thanks.
It really is.
I'd
like to watch you one more time here play the songs here. What song are we going to hear next?
This one's called Escaping Shadows.
Okay, Escaping Shadows. Let's hear. This is Chris Bolint, and again, he's playing live in studio. He brought a Marshall stack with him, for God's sake. It's a beautiful thing. He's playing a Gibson SG, which, by the way, is Tony Iommi's guitar, as you know, Chris. All right. By the way, that was my first album. Black Sabbath Paranoid was the first album I ever bought. So, all right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. Let's hear it again. This is Chris Bolint on WGN. Thank you. Man, I believe the technical term is shredding. I believe that's the technical term. Dude, you can play the guitar. Man, oh, man. That's Chris Bolin. Man, you got to see this guy. Embers Alive is the name of the CD. Check out chrisbolint.com, B-O-L-I-N-T. Dude, you can play, man.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
God, you are a great guitarist, man. That was fun, man. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's great.
Show.
Embers Alive is the CD. Chris Bolint is the guy playing the guitar and shredding. And at Sylvie's Lounge a week from tonight. And, hey, man, come back anytime, okay?
Awesome, great.
All right, Chris Bolin, go check him out. We have a link on our Facebook page for the music and for the show, which will be at Sylvie's Lounge on Irving Park next Friday. And that's facebook.com/Nick D Show. We'll be right back.